Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And this is a show that I host myself, so if you have any comments on the show or you'd like me to play something special that you'd really like to hear, you can contact me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. And this evening's Intermountain Classics program is going to present music from all around the globe. I've got music for you from America, Brazil, Italy, Spain, and also some very cute, fun melodies written by a 20th century American composer by the name of Leroy Anderson. And some of these are pieces that I've played myself in the past, and they're really fun, so I hope you stay tuned to hear that. So, there's lots of beautiful music to come tonight. Stay tuned right here on KKRN, your community radio station in Round Mountain and serving Shasta County, Redding, and the Intermountain region. And you can also find us at kkrn.org. Good evening, this is Tom Diskin, your host each week on Intermountain Classics, right here on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. And I hope you're having a great evening tonight. Thanks for joining me. In about 20 minutes, you're going to hear a really exciting performance of The Three-Cornered Hat by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla. For now, let's begin our program with a beautiful performance of Chichester Psalms, a beautiful choral work which commemorates the 23rd Psalm, the Psalm of David, from the Hebrew Bible, and written by American composer Leonard Bernstein. This is Chichester Psalms.
Thank you.
Chichester Psalms is a choral work for boy treble or countertenor, solo quartet, choir, and orchestra. Bernstein stated explicitly in his writing that the part for countertenor may be sung by either a countertenor or a boy soprano, but never by a woman. This was to reinforce the liturgical meaning of the passage sung, perhaps to suggest that the 23rd Psalm, a Psalm of David from the Hebrew Bible, was to be heard as if sung by the boy David himself. The American Symphony Orchestra and the New York Vocal Consort were featured in this recording. Also featured were the choirs of the American Boy Choir School with soloist Todd Caruso as boy alto. The Three-Cornered Hat is a ballet by Manuel de Falla and commissioned by Sergei Diaghilev. The story, a magistrate infatuated with a miller's faithful wife, who attempts to seduce her, is derived from the novella by Pedro Antonio de Alarcón. We now hear the London Philharmonic Orchestra, under the baton of Hugo Reinhold, in Manuel de Falla's Three-Cornered Hat.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you each Saturday evening by your community radio station, KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. Thanks for listening. Manuel de Falla's ballet, The Three-Cornered Hat, has been used in film scores several times, most often in Spanish. Mozart Camargo Guarneri was a Brazilian composer. He wrote the Apertura Concertante, or Concert Overture, in 1942, and dedicated it to his American friend Aaron Copland. Here is the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of John Neuschling, in Guarneri's Apertura Concertante, or Concert Overture. The piece is subtitled Energico e Ritmando, or Energetic and Rhythmic. Well, I'm sure you'll agree that that was both energetic and rhythmic. That was the Abertura Concertante by Brazilian composer Mozart Camargo Guarneri. And this piece particularly illustrates how Guarneri used excessive exotic solutions to highlight the music of traditional Brazilian folk melodies, highly syncopated themes, with the use of popular drumming instruments and integrating them into the classical symphonic form. We heard the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra under the direction of John Neuschling in this recording. And now for some dance music. In dance, the galop, named after the famous running gait of a horse, is a lively country dance introduced in the late 1820s to Parisian society by the Duchess de Berry, and popular in Vienna, Berlin, and London. Perhaps the most famous galop today is the concluding one in the overture to Rossini's opera William Tell, known popularly as the Lone Ranger theme. The galop we are about to hear is one written by Georges Bizet. So here it is, the galop by Bizet. You're listening to Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and at kkrn.org on the web. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks so much for listening tonight. We have lots more music coming in the second hour of the program, including the music of Rossini, Strauss, and American composer Leroy Anderson. So stay tuned.